That you would open up your word to us today.
祷告是您把您的话打开给我们。
And open up our hearts to receive it.
打开我们的心的接受您的话。
Bless our time together in Jesus' name we ask.
祝福我们剩下的时间，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Maybe I can just say a few words before Eric starts again.
他想讲两句，在我们开 Eric 开始讲之前，记得要讲两句。
It's interesting this portion of the Lord's word. It tells us the story of mankind.
这主耶稣讲的这一段话是非常有趣的，他告诉我们人类的一些事。
See, mankind has three great enemies. When we're born into this world.Right off the bat, right from the beginning, we have these three great enemies.
人类自从开始以来，一直有三个大的敌人。
First of all, we have our flesh, and our eyes, and our pride, and we want what we want.
首先，我们是我们的肉身和我们的眼睛，我们想要的是我们自，我们想要的得到的是我们自己想要的。
You know, they say that the food that tastes the best is the worst for you.
他们说，那个吃起来特别美味的食物对你并不好。
And the food that tastes horrible is the best for you.
那个吃起来很难吃的那些食物反而是对你最好。
So we want the food that tastes the best.
我们都想要吃最好吃的食物。
So that food is not good for us.
那些食品对我们来说身体并不好，对我们身体。
So there's the flesh, our desires, the things that we want.
这就是肉身，肉身是想要我们自己想要的东西。
Our flesh desires sin. Things that God doesn't approve of.
所以我们的肉身就是喜欢罪，但是神并不允许我们有罪。
And then our number two enemy is the world. The world.
我们第二大敌人就是这个世界。
The world says you must do this, you must say this, you must want this, you must desire this.
属世的一说，你必须做这个，必须做那个，你必须需要这个。
And then we want those things. We want to be in. We are in the world, and we want to live in the world.
我们都喜欢这个，因为我们生活在这个世界，所以我们想要世界的东西。
So there's a great deal of pressure for us to conform to the world.
所以对我们来说，都有一个相当大的压力，去和世界在一起。
And then.Our worst enemy, the devil, he wants to destroy us.
所以我们最糟糕的、最大的敌人就是那个魔鬼。魔鬼想摧毁我们。
Right from the beginning in the Garden of Eden, he was a liar, and he was a murderer, and that's what his nature was right from the beginning because he rebelled against God.
从创世开始，在伊甸园里。这个恶魔他就是一个撒谎的，是一个谋杀的，所以他的本性就是那样。
So the world, we are in a very difficult situation. We were talking about slavery. When we are born, we're slaves to the flesh, we are slaves to the world, and we are slaves to the devil. Jesus is saying that the devil is your father.
所以我们当我们在这个世界出生的时候，我们就是我们肉身的奴隶，我们是恶魔的奴隶，我们是罪的奴隶。所以主耶稣说恶魔是你们的父。
When we come into this world, we are not sons of God. We don't have that legal title.
当我们出生的时候，我们并不是神的儿女，我们没有那个律法上的那种名号。
Okay, when I was born into this world, my mother's name was Gurbachan Kaur, my father's name was Para Singh, and those are registered with the government in Ottawa. That cannot change.
当他出生的时候，他母亲的名字叫什么？他父亲名字叫什么？但是他 他的那个出生证明是在渥太华登记过的。
So we are slaves to this system of things.
我们是这个这些东西的奴隶。
And these people found it hard to believe that they were slaves.
这些人就是特别难以相信他们是奴隶。
So Jesus was, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
所以主耶稣说，我是道路，我是真理，我是生命。
He is the truth.
他是真理。
And you know, when a little child, a baby is born, and if the baby doesn't listen to the mother and father, and goes their own way, that child, even though he's legally the child of the mother and the father, yet he is not doing the things and learning the things of his mother and father.
所以当一个小孩出生以后，他如果不听他父母的话，按照自己的方式去行事，尽管他是他父母的孩子，但是他并不能从他的父母那里学到任何东西。
So when these people are saying that we are children of Abraham, yet they're not listening to Abraham, they're not doing what Abraham did, how can they be called children of Abraham?
当这些人说他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙的时候，他们根本就不按照亚伯拉罕所说的去做，也不像亚伯拉罕，他们，那这样来讲，他们怎么说他们自己是亚伯拉罕的子孙呢？
Abraham, if you read the story about Abraham, that when he found out that God was going to take judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah, his heart was wanting to somehow save those people that were in those cities.
所以在亚伯拉罕，如果你读到亚伯拉罕的故事的时候，当神来到这个世界要审判俄摩拉和索多玛的时候，亚伯拉罕的心里，他是想要救那个城里的人的。
They did not have the like mind of Abraham. Their mind was like the devil. He was a murderer. They wanted to murder the Lord Jesus.
所以他们根本就不是跟亚伯拉罕的心和思维方式是一样。他们想要杀人，他们想要杀主耶稣。
So, slaves to flesh, to the world, to the devil.It's hard to get out of that cycle.
所以是那个肉身还有那个恶魔还有罪的奴隶也是很难摆脱这个束缚的。
When Jesus said the truth will set you free, it will set you free from the flesh, it will set you free from the world, it will set you free from the devil.
所以当主耶稣说真理会让你自由的时候，说你自由从你的自己的肉身和这个世界还有恶魔的下面得到自由。
But we must be willing to listen and to obey the truth.
但是我们必须要按照他的话去做，去顺服真理。
When God says that you're a sinner and you've gone far away from him and that he loved you so much,that he sent his son Jesus to die for your sins, if we listen and we learn and we put it into our heart, we become born again.
所以当神说你是罪人，你远离神的时候，神派了他的儿子来到这个世界上为我们的罪而死，如果你接受主耶稣，相信他，你就会重生。
SoBorn again, we have a legal a position with God. Like I have with my mother and father right now, I'm legally their son. But we become legal sons of God when we receive the Lord Jesus into our hearts as our personal Savior. We repent to God and say, God, I know I'm a sinner. And I don't want to be a sinner. I want to learn about the truth. I want to learn about love.
所以当我们接受主耶稣的时候，我们就是当我们重生以后，我们就愿意从心里接受主耶稣为我们的自己的救主的时候，我们想对神说，我们想要学习爱，我们想要学习那些 我要想要学习您的话，学习真理。
Once we're adopted into the family of God, we can never go outside the family of God again.
所以他刚才讲的是，就是说我们只有这样在立法上，在法律上，我们成为神的家，神家的孩子。他刚才又讲说，如果我们一旦成为神的家里的孩子，我们不会再失去这个关系。
But if you sin, you go out of fellowship with God. The fellowship is always close when you're in obedience to God.
所以你如果犯罪了，你就没有跟神没有关系了。但是和神的关系就是我们得救的条件。
So that fellowship can change in our life from day to day to day. Sometimes we're closer to God, sometimes we're farther away from God.
所以这个能够改变我们的生活，我们每天有时候和神近一点，有时候又会离神远一点。
So, it's like my wife and I, sometimes we get into arguments or sometimes we get into disagreements and we get farther apart from our disagreements. But,She is still my wife.
所以就像他和他妻子一样，他们虽然每天吵架，他们吵得再厉害，他们的那个争论再大，他的妻子仍然是他的妻子。
So sometimes we're closer together, sometimes we're farther together, but I am still her husband, and she is still my wife.
所以他跟他妻子有时候很近，有时候又不好，但是不管怎么着，他都是他妻子的丈夫，他妻子就是他的妻子。
And that's the way it is with God. If we confess our sins to God, He is faithful to forgive our sins.
所以这就是我们跟神的关系。如果我们承认我们的罪，神是一个信实的神。
Then our fellowship is restored to God again, and we are close to Him again.
所以我们信了神，我们承认了自己的罪以后，我们又和神的关系越来越近。
These people did not want to be close to God. It's like the devil was controlling them. All they wanted, all they had in their heart was hatred, murder, kill. That's all they wanted to do.
这些人他们不想和神的关系亲近，他们在内心想要做的就是恨，就是谋杀。
We are not like that. We love our fellow human beings. We want all to be saved and go to heaven.
我们不跟他们不一样，我们爱我们周围的每一个人，我们想每一个人都得救，然后一同去天堂。他说当那个吉他讲话的时候，他差点把吉他的那个东西吃了。
I thought I better not.
因为他说他最好不要吃他的。
That would be breaking that commandment of thou shalt not steal.
他说那 Eric 那么做就破坏那个律法，你不应该偷盗。
Yeah, so the Lord, He says there, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. That's verse 36.
在那个我们回到约翰福音第八章第三十六节这里。
So the Lord Jesus has come down from heaven to set us free from everything that binds us.
所以的主耶稣是从天上下来，让我们从任何一个束缚我们的事情上得自由。
How do you be set free from sin? Well, number one, you're forgiven, so you never have to worry about judgment coming to you because of your sin.
你怎么样从罪下得自由呢？首先，你就承认你的罪，然后主耶稣下来。就赦免了你的罪，然后你就永远不会被审判。
So you're set free from judgment.
所以你是从将来要的审判下得自由的。
You never have to worry about the future that you're going to have to answer to God for your sin.
你永远不要为将来你必须为你的罪向 父神交账那件事而担忧。
And second, when you receive the Lord Jesus, you get a new life.
第二呢，就是说，如果你接受了主耶稣，你有一个新的生命。
And that new life that's in you can never sin.
这个新的生命是你可能永远不会再犯罪。
After you become a Christian and you sin, that's the old nature taking over that you are supposed to reckon to be dead, accounted dead.
所以当你变成一个基督徒以后，你如果还是犯罪的话，是你那个老我在犯罪，那个老我，你一定要把它治死。
But the Christian is born again, gets a new life that is more powerful than the old, so you can overcome sin.
所以当你成为一个基督徒的时候，你有一个非常强壮的新生命，你这个新生命一定会战胜你那个老我的罪。
And set free from the world.That Jeep was telling us about the world system.
我们从这个世界的系统里下面得自由。你说，像基特刚才讲的。
There's a line from a song that goes like this:This world is not my home. I'm just passing through.
有一句诗是这么讲的：这个世界不是我的家，我只是。路过这个世界。
This world is temporary. It's passing away.
这个世界是一个暂时的、临时的，我们只是路过。
But like Abraham, he looked for a permanent city in the heavens, a great society.
就像亚伯拉罕一样，他是在盼望一个永恒的城市，在天堂里。
Bigger than Shanghai.
比上海大多了。
And then, of course, the devil. We're free from the devil.
另外一个就是我们可以从魔鬼手里得自由。
Because the Lord Jesus in his death, burial, and resurrection destroyed Satan's power.
所以当主耶稣死了以后又复活了，他完全摧毁了撒旦的能力、权力。
The devil has no more power over the Christian.
那个恶魔不在基督徒身上能够行使他的权柄。
The devil can try to scare you.
那个恶魔他可能试着要吓唬你。
He'll try to deceive you.
他试着引诱你。
He'll try every trick in his book.
他会试在这种在这圣经里讲的所有的那些诡计来引诱你。
But his power over you is broken.
但是他在你身上，在你们基督徒身上，权柄已经被破坏了。
So when the sun sets you free, you are free in every regard.
所以当子神让你得自由的时候，你的自由是从任何的束缚你的条件下得自由的。
But then he says in verse 37, he says, I know you're Abraham's descendants. I know that.
所以在三十七节里，主耶稣说：“我知道你是亚伯拉罕的子孙，我知道呢。”
Yet you're ready to kill me.
你们却想要杀我。
Why? Because your sins have never been forgiven, and there's no room for my word in your heart.
所以为什么呢？就是因为你的罪永远你的罪没有被饶恕，然后你的心里。没有空间容纳我的话。
They have resisted his word.
他们抵抗他的话。
And what's in their hearts?
在他们心里是什么呢？
The same thing that's in every unbeliever's heart.
就是每一个不信的人的心里跟这些人的心里是一样的。
A corrupt heart that is opposed to God, that is full of every possible wickedness.
所以在这个一个毁坏败坏的心里远离神的心里装着一切的恶心。
Now, the Lord Jesus looked into their hearts, he said, you want to kill me, you're murderers.
所以主耶稣看到他们心里说你们之前要杀我你们是谋杀者。
Of course, they would say, maybe in our, to understand in our language, would say, what do you mean we're murderers? I just hate you, that's all, I'm not a murderer.
所以用我们今天的语言呢说，他们可以说，你说我是谋杀者是什么意思呢？因为我们只是不喜欢你。
They hated him. And that was murder. That murder, when it acted out, they were the ones that said, crucify him, crucify him. We won't have this man to reign over us.
所以他们那个心里的恨最后会表现出来, 他们就像当时他们在那里说, 定死他, 定死他, 那样。
So they resisted his word, they pushed him outside of their hearts. In verse 37,
所以他们不接受, 他的话, 然后把他, 推开。
You're ready to kill me because there's no room for me, for my word in your heart. That's what it is. But he says, I'm telling you what I've seen from my Father.
Verse 38.
Notice what he says there. Verse 38, I'm telling you what I've seen.
所以你注意一下, 这里在38节里他讲的是怎么讲的, 我告诉你的是我看从父那里看,
not what I heard from my Father.
他说我所说的是我在我父那里看见的, 并不是我听到的。
The Lord Jesus is saying, I, with my eyes, have seen the Father.
主耶稣告诉他们是我亲眼看见了我的父。
I've seen these things. It wasn't just hearsay. I didn't get it second hand.
所以这里他讲的是说我是用我自己的眼看见的, 我并不是说道听途说的, 是我,
it's what the Lord Jesus here is claiming, oneness with the Father.
所以主耶稣为什么要这么讲呢? 他就是向他们宣称他是和父在一起的。
Remember what he said to Nicodemus? He says, if you don't understand when I talk about earthly things, how are you going to understand when I talk about heavenly things?
所以他说你们记得他怎么跟你跟你们说的呢? 如果我讲地上的事你都不明白, 那怎么我讲天上的事你怎么能明白呢?
So the Lord Jesus there is seen with the Father. He's claiming oneness with Him in communication and in every other way.
所以就主耶稣在这里讲的, 他是看到了父的。 所以这就是你们要是要跟父的唯一的沟通方式只有一种, 就是他。
Now notice the contrast here. Jesus saw what the communication from the Father, but he says, you do what you've heard from your Father.
所以从上下文的关系来看, 主耶稣是直接和他的父那个沟通的, 你们所行的是你们在你们的父那里听见的。
And they must have understood what he said, he meant. He wasn't talking about Abraham, and he wasn't talking about God as their father. Remember, he'd been talking about family, his son in the family. They were in a family. They were in the devil's family.
他们是在家里, 但是他们却在恶魔的家里。
There's two families on earth today. Just two.
今天我们世界上有两个家庭, 只有两个。
There's the family of the natural man of the line of Cain that is ruled by Satan, who is the god of this world.
所以这有一个家庭就是被那个一个撒谎的撒旦所统治的。
People walk according to their flesh, their own fleshly desires. They don't realize they're being led by the devil.
所以每一个人都是按照他自己的肉身去做行动的，他们根本就没意识到他们是在被恶魔所引导的。Now
in contrast, there's God's family.
在这里我们可以在另一个反的方面呢，那就是我是神的家。
And we saw earlier how entrance into God's family is by faith, being born again from above.
我们在前面看到怎样进入神的家庭，那就是重生，从上面而重生。
Now the children of each family, they act according to their family.
所以每一个家里的孩子呢，他们的行为是按照他所在的家庭所行的。
You might have on earth you've got an illustration of this, you might have two different families.
所以在地球上我们可以看到你有这个比方说你有两个不同的家庭。
They might live right next door to one another.
这两个家庭没可能是邻居。
And so you have one family and the mother and father, they never agree on anything, and often the father is absent. And drinking perhaps. The mother, she has other interests and she's not interested in the children. The children come and go, they're undisciplined.
所以在这一个家庭里呢，那父母经常吵架，那个你也许在那家里从来没看见他的父亲，他也许跑出去酗酒去了，那妈妈呢从来不把他的那个注意力放在孩子身上，所以那些孩子是没有从来没有被很好的教训过，也没有教养的孩子呢。
And the children, no one asks them, have you done your homework? You know, make sure you wash up well, be nice and clean and dress nicely.
所以那个家里的孩子从来没有人教他们问他们你做了家庭作业吗你有没有洗手啊你没有把穿得干干净净的呀
And right next door is another home.
那那个正在这个房子的邻就有另外一个家庭
There's a mother and father that agree and they pray over their children and they watch very carefully the upbringing of their children from the time that they're very small right through to the time that they're ready to go on their own in the world.
所以这个家庭的父母非常和睦他们互相照顾他们把所有的时间都放在孩子身上他们经常祷告。
Now do you think the neighbors round about know which child belongs in which house?
你们想一想在这个社区里其他的邻居他们能不能区别开来哪个孩子属于哪个家呢
They would know which child belonged to which family by the way the child behaves.
他们知道这个孩子是属于哪个家庭是看这个孩子的行为。
And so, in the same with God's family and the devil's family.
这个同样道理就在神的家里和恶魔的家里。
There's a difference in the way that the children of the family behave.
所以这就是每一个家里的孩子他们都有不同的行为。
So they say to the Lord Jesus in verse 39, the Lord had said, you do what you have heard from your father. And they said, Abraham is our father.
所以在39节里他们就讲说你们若是就是你们的父若是亚伯拉罕你们就他们因为他们自己宣称他们是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
Well, Abraham was the father of the faithful, wasn't he?
那亚伯拉罕是信实之父，是不是？
He's the father of all those who by faith receive God's promises.
所以那他是那些所有的信的和接受神的应许的那些人的信实的人的之父。
Abraham's family was a spiritual family.
亚伯拉罕的家庭是一个属灵的家。
So the Lord Jesus said, if you were Abraham's family, then you'd do the things that Abraham did.
所以主耶稣说，你们若是亚伯拉罕的儿子，那你必行亚伯拉罕所行的事儿。
So that they should act like Abraham, he says, but as it is, you're determined to kill me.
所以这里说他们本来应该像亚伯拉罕那样的，但是他们却想要杀他。
He says, a man that has told you the truth that I heard from God.
这些你们要杀我的，我是将神那里所见到的真理告诉你们。
Instead, what they want to do is they don't want to hear about Abraham's God.
他们其他是他们不想听到亚伯拉罕的神的事儿。
They claim all the blessings of Abraham, but they don't want to claim the faith of Abraham.
他们想要亚伯拉罕的所有的祝福，但是他们却不想按照亚伯拉罕的信心行事。
As a matter of fact, they're determined to kill him.
所以他们这里就表现出来，这是他们要杀他。
They don't realize yet.That hatred that they have for the word of God, which they've refused entrance into their lives, that hatred is going to bring forth fruit, which will be murder the Prince of Life. That's too much?
Yeah, we've seen it there.
No. I'll try.
You said my brain, so you start talking.
My brain, too. You've got two dead brains here. Maybe the Lord will help, but they've refused the entrance of God's word into their hearts. So what they're doing is they're keeping the murder, which is going to bring forth fruit, and they're actually going to kill him.
所以他们拒绝进入神的国，然后他们在他们的心里接受魔鬼，然后所以他们要杀主耶稣。
And they want to silence. They want to silence the voice of God.
他们就不听神的话。
You know, we be very, very careful if you're not a Christian here today that you don't try and silence God speaking to you.
所以当如果你今天不是一个基督徒，所以当神跟你说话的时候，你不要保持沉默。
You know, these Jews, they had every opportunity to hear God's voice.
所以这些犹太人他们有很多的机会来听到神的话。
They had Moses' law on Mount Sinai.
他们在西奈山有摩西给他们的律法。
They had the prophets that came to them.
他们有那个预言从那里来的。
And pleaded with the people over and over again.
所以一代一代的就传下来了。
But the people proved unfaithful. They suppressed the truth.
所以那些人他们就是接受真理的人，他们就是信实的。
And right now, the very word of God himself, that's a title the Lord Jesus has. That's the title of the Lord Jesus, the word of God.
所以神的话就是主耶稣的他的一个名号。
He is speaking directly from God, not through a prophet.
所以主耶稣是直接的从神那里说的神是直接跟他们说话，而不是通过一个先知。
But God is sending his son into the world, the very word himself, a direct revelation of God to people.
所以神将他的儿子派到世界来，是用神自己真实的声音告诉他们。
And they refuse the entrance of his word.
他们根本拒绝接受他的话。
And they want to kill him.
所以他们更想杀掉他。
And they want to silence God's voice to them.
他们想让神的话沉默。
And so, he says, Abraham didn't do those kind of things.
亚伯拉罕不会像那么去行事的。
You're doing the things that your father did.
所以你们是按照你们的父所行的事。
When we think of the devil,
当我们想到恶魔的时候，
he was a magnificent creature come from the hand of God in the day he was created.
那个恶魔也是从神手里创造出来的。
His name was called Lucifer.
他的名字叫路西法。
That means light bearer.
这就是一个光啊。
Lucifer, son of morning.
那个就是是早晨之子，他刚才讲那个光是就是载着光的那一个东西。
And the thing that happened to him was he was the highest created being, we read, but he was lifted up because of his beauty. He was lifted up because of his pride.
他是一个最高的被造物，在我们那里可以读到，他是非常美丽，但是他依赖他的美丽和自身的骄傲。
He wanted to become like God.
他想成为神那样的。
He wanted the worship of others. He wanted the worship of all the other angels.
Okay. 他想那个其他的天使都来崇拜他。
And what the Lord Jesus did there was, he's pointing out to them that they themselves are children of that one who, though he was very high, had fallen so far, so that he's going to take the lowest place in hell.
所以他们主耶稣要指出的是，他们的所崇拜的一个人是从刚开始被造的时候就堕落下来的。他们跟从这样一个人，他们将会在地狱里，在最低的层次里面。
Now what he did was when Satan fell.He was determined to bring everything, everyone, and everything else down with him.
所以那个撒旦当时堕落的时候，他做的什么呢？他就让一切跟随他的人，把那些人都带着一起跟他堕落下来。
Satan knows what his ultimate destiny is.
撒旦知道他最终的结果是什么。
But he's determined to destroy, if possible, everything that he can touch upon God's creation.
所以他是想要，他决定要摧毁每一个他能够碰到的神所造的物。
The Lord Jesus, the devil tried to destroy the Lord Jesus.
那个恶魔想摧毁主耶稣。
From the time that he was a baby.Herod the king, motivated by the devil, tried to kill all the babies in Bethlehem.
就当主耶稣是一个婴儿的时候，那个时候，他们那时候的希律王尝试杀死一切当时的那些男孩。
A number of times in the life of the Lord Jesus, the people were so enraged at what he said, they wanted to kill him, grab him, and stone him.
所以在主耶稣的那个他一生中间，有很多人，有很多次，他们都想杀掉他，他们甚至想用石头砸死他。
But his time hadn't come, and they were unable to get their hands on him.
所以在主耶稣的时候还没有到，所以他们不能去把他们手他们不能去谋害主耶稣。
So the Lord Jesus is saying, "You're doing just what your father, the devil, did."
所以主耶稣说，你们做的就是你的恶魔的父所做的事。
Now they can't argue against that.
所以这些犹太人他们无法为他们主所说的话去反驳。
They don't have a defense against that, do they?
他们根本就没办法去反驳主耶稣。
So what do they do?
那他们做什么呢？
They use the ad hominem argument, right?
他们就做一些人身攻击，就是。
You can't overcome a person's argument, so you attack the person.
那你不会，你争不赢一个人的时候，你就会去对他进行人身攻击。
They say we're not illegitimate children.
他说我们不是那个没有族谱的那个孩子。
What they're referring to there is the story that circulated by the unbelievers that the Lord Jesus.Was born out of wedlock, born of fornication.
所以，在属世的世界里，一直在流传着，一直在今天都在讲的说，主耶稣是，从淫乱而生的。
But there were people living at that time that knew the truth.
但是在那个时代生活的人，他们知道真相是什么。
But of course, they wouldn't believe them. Mary being one of them.
他们当然，他们也不相信那个圣母玛利亚也是他们中间的一位。
The disciples of the Lord Jesus, they would have known the truth.
那个主耶稣的门徒们，他们也知道真相。
The thing is, when you believe a lie, you refuse the truth.
当你相信一个谎言的时候，你就是拒绝了真理。
If you want the lie, you push the truth out away.
当你要谎言的时候，你就把真理给推开了。
So they attack the Lord Jesus. We're not illegitimate.
所以他们那个攻击主耶稣，我们是有福的。
That's no argument to against his argument.
这是一个争论问题的方式吗？
And then they say the only Father we have is God Himself.
他说我们有的一位父就是神。
So.Their father. If their father was God, verse 42, if God was your father, you would love me.
所以在四十二节里，主耶稣说，倘若神是你们的父，你们就必爱我。
So that he says, if God was your father, you'd love me, for I came from God, and now I'm here from God.
所以说因为我本是出于神也是从神来的并不是由着自己来的。
He says, I haven't come on my own.
我并不是由着自己来的。
That is, the Lord Jesus, in saying that he came from the Father, he's directly saying now that he is eternal. They accused him of being illegitimate.But he says, my source and origin is not of this earth. It's from eternity. I came from God.
主耶稣说我是从上面而来的，我是从神来的。他就像他们宣称他是从那个永恒的神来的，他并不是说是一个来历不明的人。
The problem with reading the Gospel of, or any of John's writings is that it's,I find it very, very difficult sometimes. You have to pay attention to practically every phrase. It sounds like he's repeating himself, but he's not.
所以当他发现他读约翰福音是一个也非常难的，为什么呢？因为你不断的读，不断读，你以为他是在不断的重复，实际上他并不是在不断的重复的。
And when they say that, you know, they made the charge against you, you're illegitimate.
所以他当他们告诉主耶稣说你是来历不明的那样的。
He doesn't oppose that idea. Instead, he points to a higher ideal. A higher idea.
他并没有去反驳他们那样的说的话，但是他主耶稣就指出了一个更高的那个主意。
In other words, what they're saying is, you are in this world, you were illegitimate. Your mother committed fornication, and you were born out of wedlock.
所以他们指出的主耶稣就是说，你在这个世界上你是来历不明的，因为是你的母亲行了淫乱，你并不知道你的父是谁。
He doesn't say, you can ask my mother. The angel Gabriel said.The Holy Spirit would come upon you. He doesn't argue anything like that.
主耶稣并没有和他们争论，他们的主耶稣是并没有说你去问我的妈妈，我妈妈说是那个圣灵来到他身体里的。
See, they're always pointing to an earthly origin, an earthly reasons, and so on. And he's always pointing to a heavenly reason, a heavenly origin.
所以这是犹太人老是指出这是地球上的一些资源，地球上的原因。主耶稣指出的是天上的，他是说天上来的。
So he said, if God was your father, you would love me because I came.From God, and now I'm here.
所以主耶稣跟那些犹太人说，如果神是你们的父，那你们就必须爱我，因为我是出于神的，也是从神而来的。
Said I didn't come of my own, but He sent me.
那这里讲的说，他并主耶稣说我并不是由着自己来，乃是那个父神差我来的。
God, the Father, the one they claimed to be the sons of.Had actually sent him into the world, and they had refused him.
就是他们犹太人所称为的那个神，那个父，实际上他们称为的那个父神，实际上差了主耶稣来到这里来跟他们说话。
He says, "Why is my language not clear?"
to you. 我的话为什么你们不明白呢?
Because you are unable to hear what I say.
无非是因为你们不能听我的道。
You remember when we talked about earlier, when he talked about bread from heaven to give life to the world, they thought it was the loaf of bread to sustain their life here below, what they ate.
我们记得刚主耶稣谈到从天上来的面包给生命的面包的时候，他们想到的是地上那个面包，地上那个能够填饱肚子的那个面包。
They had a real problem.
他们真的有很大的问题。
And didn't we all have that problem before we became a Christian?
我们在成为基督徒之前，我们是不是都有那样的问题呢？
You know, these Jews, they had read the scriptures from the time that they were little children.
这些犹太人当他们还是一个小孩的时候，他们就开始读旧约了。
And every week they would all go to the synagogue and hear the word of God read.
所以每一个星期他们都要到会堂去听神的话。
This is not like in our country where some people go to church and some don't go to church.
这跟我们现在的情况不一样，不是说有些人去教堂，有些人不去。
All the Jews, they would go to the synagogues every week.
所有的犹太人，他们每个星期都必须去犹太会所去。
So it wasn't the Hebrew language that they had a problem with, or the Aramaic, whichever they spoke there.
所以当时并不是说是他们的希伯来的语言出了什么问题，或者是他们讲的叫亚美尼亚语的问题。
It was the heavenly language.
这是从天上来的语言。
It was God's voice speaking.
是神的声音在说话。
And you can't hear God's voice if you only want to hear the devil's explanation of things.
你听不到神的声音，如果你只想听魔鬼来跟你解释一些事情。
The Lord Jesus says, "You belong." You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He said he was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth.
所以这里讲的是他在讲第四十四节，你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理。
This is the third time he's talked about murder.
这是第三次主耶稣在谈论这个谋杀人。
And they don't see themselves as murderers.
他们根本不认为他们自己是杀人的。
The Lord Jesus, he knows what's in their hearts.
那主耶稣知道他们在内心里想什么。
He says he was a murderer from the beginning.
他说他们的那个恶魔的父从起初就是杀人的。
And the very first man that was ever born on this planet was a murderer.
所以在从这个一开始
The firstborn man on the planet was a murderer.
在世界上第一个出生的人他是谋杀的。
Cain
就是该隐。
Killed his brother Abel.
他杀了他的哥哥亚伯。
It was over religion. It was over God's way of doing things.
这就是在宗教所做的一些事情。
Down through the century, Cain's progeny, which is the devil's family, has killed the Lord's family down through the centuries, persecuted them unrelentingly.
所以从多少世纪几个世纪以来，那个该隐的家族一直在杀死主耶稣家族的人。
Why? Because they follow their father, the devil, who is a murderer right from the beginning.
所以为什么呢？他们是在跟从他们从一起初就开始是一个谋杀犯的那个父。
And the devil, mentioned, when he fell, he wanted to bring everything down, to destroy everything that God had made.
所以那个恶魔当初堕落的时候，他把他能够跟随他的一切都带下来，他想要杀死一切他所看到的神的造所造的物。
So not only is he a murderer, but he, there's no truth in him, he says. He's a liar.
所以他不光是杀人的，他们在他们内心并没有真理，他们是撒谎的。
Again, verse 44, a long verse there. But it says he was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
所以这里第44节是非常长的一节。他这里就说你们是出于你的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲对你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因为他心里没有真理，他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎人之父。
And to our first parents, what did he say? You will not die.
So 他的那些对那个恶魔对我们的最开始的那个父母，就是亚当和夏娃说，你不一定会死。
And that lie has been put around the world for some 6,000 years.
所以这个谎言一直在6000年以来一直在世界上流传。
You know, every religion, isn't it?is going to teach you that you won't die. Everything's fine.
所以每一个宗教都在教你，你不会死，每一所有的事情都会越来越好。
But the devil isn't going to die for you.
但是那恶魔不会为你而死。
Wouldn't do any good if he did. He's a sinner and a liar and a murderer.
他如果他那样做也对你没什么好处，因为他是一个谋杀的，是一个撒谎者。
So the Lord Jesus there, he points out to them that their father was a murderer from the beginning and a liar from the beginning, the father of lies, the beginner of lies.
所以主耶稣向他们指出，他们的父从一开始就是杀人的，就是撒谎的，他们是。他们的魔鬼就是撒谎了和杀人的父。
He says, yet, verse 45, because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me.
在第四十节里讲说，因为我告诉了你们真理，所以你们不相信我。
And how do you know then whether the Lord Jesus is telling the truth?About the devil and where the devil is the liar. How he's going to explain something here to the people, a test. They can find out the truth. He says this. Oh, better let you translate that. Can I make that plain?
Yeah.
He's going to tell. How can we know the truth from the error? Who's telling the truth? The devil or the Lord Jesus?
所以我们怎么来分辨谁是在讲真理，谁是在撒谎呢？这个主耶稣马上就会给你解释这件事情。
Now he had just outlined the sins of the devil, had he not?
他就是指出了那些恶魔的罪。
A murderer and a liar.
啊，杀人的和撒谎的。
What does he say in verse 46.
那么在46节里他讲的什么呢?
Here's a challenge to them. Can any one of you prove me guilty of any sin?
主耶稣在挑战他们，他说，你们中间谁能指证我有罪呢?
He's challenging them. I've outlined the sins of your father. You now point to me and say what sin I have done.
所以他跟他们讲说，我指出了你们的父的罪，那你们能不能指出我有什么罪？
And if you can't find any sin in me, then what I'm saying must be true.
如果你们在我里面找不到任何的谎言，那我说的一定就是真的。
Your father's a liar. I'm telling you the truth.
你们的父是一个撒谎者，我告诉你们真理。
But he says, he who belongs to God hears what God says. And the reason you do not hear is that you don't belong to God.
所以那个属神的人他就听能够听到神说的话，如果你听不到神说的话，你就是不属神的。
We'll pick it up next week I guess and carry on and finish this chapter, this long dialogue of some 59 verses, a big long dialogue.
我们可能要等下个星期才能再开始学习这个，这是一个很长的对话，估计要到下个礼拜才能结束这一章。
Let's just close in prayer and ask the Lord to bless us as we go.
我们来祷告。
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Our loving Father, we want to thank you again for thy great love.
我们敬爱的天父啊，我们要感谢您的伟大的爱。
And Lord, we remember the story of those two women in, when Solomon had his first challenge of judging the two women and the little babies that were born.
主啊，我们记得当所罗门时代有两个妇女争孩子的那个故事，当所罗门是怎样去判断那个故事的。
And one child died, and the mother claimed that that wasn't her child, that the alive one was. And she wanted to take the living baby as her own.
所以当真正的母亲，她不想让自己的孩子去死，她想让她的孩子活着。
But the mother that owned the real live baby, she had a heart for that baby.
但真正那个怀那个孩是真正的那个孩子的母亲，她会她的心在那个孩子身上。
And so our Father in heaven loves us because He created us, and we belong to Him. We don't belong to the devil.
我们的父爱我们，因为他创造了我们，我们属于我们的父，因为我们不，所以我们不属于恶魔。
Our Father, we hear the words of our Lord Jesus, who said that I know my sheep, and I call them by name, and they follow me.
主啊，父啊，我们知道主耶稣告诉我们，我知道我的羊，我的羊也会跟从我。
And so, our Father, we pray for each and every one that's here this morning, that their eyes might be open to the truth.
所以我们的祷告是，今天在座的每一位听到这个真理的时候，他们的眼睛会打开。
And that they might hear the voice of Jesus calling them, even right now.
他们应该听到。我们希望他们听到主耶稣在呼召他们，就是正在现在也在呼召他们。
Lord, that they would leave all things behind, their flesh, the world, and the devil, and follow the one who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
所以我们的祷告是，这些人放下这个世界和肉身上的一切，跟从那位说，我是道路，我是真理，我是生命的人。
He gives us life and more abundantly than we can ever imagine.
他给我们丰丰富富的生命是我们想象不到的。
We thank thee for the greatest gift that he gave us, that he hung on the cross, that we might be forgiven of our sins.
所以我们感恩，我们非常感激这样一个伟大的礼物，他为我们死在十字架上，所以我们的罪可以被饶恕。
And that we might be made sons of God.And have a heritage with our Father in heaven.
所以这样我们能成为神的儿女，所以我们能够继承神在天国的基业。
So our Father, we want to thank you again for this morning and all that we've learned and that all that we've brought into our hearts.
所以今天这个早晨我们要感激你，我们所有学到的东西，然后我们把这些学到的记在心里。
Lord, bless each and every one that's been here this morning and part us with thy blessings as we go forth into the world. Watch over us and keep us safe.
所以主啊，请你照看我们，当我们离开时候，回到这个世界的时候，请你照顾我们，照看我们，然后帮助我们。
We give thanks and ask these things in the precious and worthy name of our wonderful Savior, our Lord Jesus.
我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。